aggressive. No wonder they wanna off me. Label me a terrorist, treat me like I'm Gaddafi. The life of an original man is hella costly. Jet black goddess, she looking like Queen Europa. Louis V, Paris edition, them house loafers. Private jets, Ferraris, limousines with the chauffeurs. We teach that the black man is God, even the smokers. Real kings in the street, gon' follow in. We gotta win. Rolls Royce ghost, even a colony. Ottoman Empire, ice dripping like condiments. Ethiopian gold on me like King Solomon. I rock a fella on the mic like I'm Dickie Dame. I never talked to cops, never gave a piggy name. Aborigine chick thick with an inky frame. One order notorious like Biggie Chain.
Hands to the sky if you feel it.
Compression out to mix a chord. These streets plot type of shit to make you see the Lord. These ops cops out here really trying to feed the fraud. Stand on stage in 6 minutes till the crowd applaud. Feel the vibes, cause you know it's energetic. We alive, save these mics like some medics. Watered down like your style's been synthetic. Your lost connection, but the God's been comedic. Salvation in a nation that be twisted right. Feed your body what it needs so you see the light. A&R's make it hot so we taking flight. Rappers delight, guilty black, crown the black knight. Overstand what my gods out here overwrite. Oversteady, drop the lingerie, she overready. Purple teddy, call her Betty, Mario Andretti. Spit confetti, Iron Maiden, know these streets deadly.
Lift your hands to the sky if you're feeling a vibe. Lift your hands to the sky if you're feeling a light. The sky if you're feeling a vibe. Lift your hands to the sky if you're feeling alive. This the type of life that they kill for. Steady putting hits on the billboard. This the type of life that we live for. Steady putting hits on the billboard.
Do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, job.
Well, you know what time it is, baby. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Having a great time. We got Ndidi Cascade in the building right now. Loving life.
Loving life.
Life is so gravy, so beautiful, so good. So we had, you know, we had to start off tonight's show with, you know, that ice cream, the Wu-Tang. And the Wu-Tang Clan is going to be here on what? Monday, July 1st?
The 30th.
June 30th. Yeah. That's right. June 30th. And Rogers Arena. I know that's going to be dope. You was telling me you was going to be there.
Yes. Almost front and center, almost.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Couldn't resist.
And then we had the tune by myself, Oka One, and Guilty Black off the Supreme Order album. That tune was called Hands in the Sky. Get that right now on even.biz. I ain't playing with you, man. It's highly worth it. I tell you, man. When you listen to the music, you're getting educated, man. Cause knowledge is everything, baby. And then we had one of my favorite artist, Erykah Badu. Cypher keeps moving like a rolling stone. Classic joint. That's what we do, man. We play great hits over here. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. How you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get into the festival, and you know, tell the audience about your experience and what made you want to be a part of this Black Music Month festival movement.
Yeah. Okay. So in the early 2000s, maybe mid, like I can't remember the maybe 2004 to I can't remember when it was exactly, but. I was approached by Lincoln Thorne, who's the founder of Black Music Month Festival.
Shout out Lynx.
Shout out Lynx. To be in his film. Like an actual full-blown like feature movie.
Okay.
Called Fade to Black.
Okay.
And we started with the trailer, but it was like an extended trailer and intended to get more funding. Mm-hmm. And so what was amazing about that experience is it became like a hub for so many Black musicians and actors, some of whom have, you know, gone on to do great things. Like, for example, Adrian Holmes is now Uncle Phil. That was one of my first music videos I did through the Fade to Black trailer. So this is how I first got connected to Fade to Black.
Okay.
And so Lincoln was always doing, you know, great things for the Black community, mm-hmm. Since, you know, day one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he invited me out to perform annually for Black Music Month Fest. Mm-hmm. I guess it's been about 8 years. We're celebrating 8 years. And so, yeah, this is how it all began for me. I've been almost like a day one, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah, ever since he moved here from Montreal, I believe. And, you know, built a Black community here in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, you can, you know, check my music video. The music video, Fade to Black, is on YouTube. And it's like me really young in a velour tracksuit.
Velour, baby. Oh, yeah. I still got me some velour. Trust me. I still got me some velour,
you know,
tracksuits.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. I mean, we should play that. We should find that. I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
So where was the first festival held?
Okay, so I got re-involved when we started to do it again on a bigger level.
Yep.
And so the first one that I was re-involved in terms of like curating,
yep,
was at the Beaumont.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you were there.
Yes.
Yeah,
was that?
I had you come.
Okay, yeah. I was at that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Queen Elizabeth Plaza.
That one was fire.
Yeah, that was sick. It was so super fire. We had Michi Me as headliner.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now, you know, we're at the Artist Lodge. So that's at 2111 Main Street. Yeah, and which is sick. I like that spot. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It
so is. We've been there. This is the second year that we've been there. So
it's and I really like how they redeveloped that, because I mean, if you're from the city, you remember what that used to be. That.
Just the Motor Lodge or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty epic.
Yeah, city center.
That. I was like so impressed when they turned all of those hotel rooms into like artist studios.
Oh, man.
And it was a vending studio. Like amazing. Like such an amazing idea. So why not make a musical hub out of that? Mm-hmm. So I think we have a limited amount of years left there. So I think it's...
I think it got sold actually. And this year they might be changing
it. Maybe the last.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to breathe a lot of energy into it once again. So come out this weekend. Let's breathe some energy into the City Center Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how important do you think it is for Black people to have something like this in this city?
Well, I think it's really important because, my whole life I just always searched for Blackness. Like, I just felt like I had no balance here.
Mm.
I was a person of mixed race, half Black, like Nigerian, Italian, Irish, in a sea of like white culture and whiteness.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very challenging for me. And this is why I love to go to the motherland.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go to the motherland, I just feels like it just relieves me of that imbalance. You know, I actually find that balance that I've been searching for in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living here in this part of the world, it's only half of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's super important because, you know, my entire life, it's just... It's this whole process of like trying to find other Black people in connection, right?
Yeah.
Ever since Hogan's Alley was destroyed by racist Vancouver government, there is no like Black neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all over the place. So when you have a Black Music Month festival, it brings all of our people together in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so excited, like because it's like there's so many other festivals popping up now, like around Blackness, like Afrobeats and hip hop and reggae.
Mm.
And I've been waiting for this. Like when I was younger, I was like, okay, if only there could be more Afrobeats. You know, that was my dream, you know, and now you see Afrobeats everywhere.
Mm.
So, and you see more people immigrating here from Africa, a lot of students. It's like a dream. My dream's coming true, you know?
Yeah.
So, and shout out to Ethos Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Black Library. You know, there's a lot of incredible community initiatives on the horizon right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I actually want to take this time to... let the audience know that the Black Junior
Achievement
Awards, they're going to be having their third annual picnic, July 20th. And it's going to be in Coquitlam. And I will be performing there as well.
Oh, nice.
But Marshall, shout out to Eclipse. He told me about it and that his auntie actually is. I think she started it, or she's a part of it. Don't slash my tires, bro, if I got that wrong. I know you won't. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on a second.
Hey.
Peace.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. Who we got on the
line?
It should
be Michelle.
You got me, Michelle. Michelle
St. Hill.
How are you?
Michelle St. Hill. Boop, 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 boop. How you doing?
Can we make sure that we can hear her in the... Is she online? Because I can't really hear her in my headset.
Okay. Yeah. Just give me a second,
Michelle.
Yeah, we'll
make sure that we can hear you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just bring the mic, the other mic.
The mic closer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing incredible and wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm living all wise and civilized, you know, and just grateful to be here. We got Ndidi in the building, and now we adding you to the cipher. And, you know, so tell the audience who you are. What do you do?
Oh, so what do I do? So I am fortunate enough to have known Lincoln for a while. I MC his events. You can also find me MCing some of the other cultural events in the Lower Mainland. I do the Caribbean Festival, which is hosted in July by the Trinidad Tobago Cultural Society of British Columbia. I do hairstyling full-time, all day, every time, specializing in curls, and that's where I make my living.
Ah, okay. And where are you from? You from Trinidad?
Parents are from Trinidad and Tobago, and I was born on the colonized island of England.
Yes, yes, yes. Speak it, Mr. Yosemite. Tell them. Tell them.
Britain, really, but nonetheless, you knew what I meant.
Of course. I mean, you know, here on this program, you know, we speak the truth, right? And we don't filter it for nobody. So tell the audience, what is you know, how has it been working with Lincoln and help building this, the Black Music Month Festival? How's that experience been for you?
You know what, I'm going to be really honest with you and tell you that I've been in British Columbia now for 30 years, and it is so interesting when we as a diaspora talk about not having things to do and there's never anything to do, and there's always so much to do. We have to be honest with ourselves and say that we probably don't have the time to do as much as we would like, but this man has gone out of his way, used his own money 99% of the time. He's hustling. He's trying to bring the people together. It has been a labor of love. I treat Lincoln like my younger brother. He's good people. He's good people. And I want this as much as Ndidi does and all of us to actually stand up for him. And Ndidi's been around for, I think, maybe longer than I have with him because of the circle being in music. That's not my background. So, you know, coming there, supporting and doing as we do, I just want the Lower Mainland to come out and support this brother and support all the artists. And if you are new to the Lower Mainland, this is when you get to start doing free things. We have this event for 3 days. It's free. We don't ask for a penny.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for donations, and we ask you to support it. Come with your presence. Even come and bring a picnic if you want. Oh, no, we shouldn't say that. Bring a basket, sorry. You know, like, just come and enjoy. Just come with some dollars in your pocket so you can, you know, support some of the food truck vendors. And I think we've got a beer garden there. Not a beer garden, but we have alcohol there for those who feel that there's no fun without it. So it's a great time. It's a really wonderful experience. And like I said, just being there with all these great musicians, some of them are young coming up, some of them have been around for a while. You know, we just have to be there to keep it going because we are 1.4% of this Lower Mainland population.
Yes.
Maybe what? You know, anyway, it's a low number.
Mm-hmm.
So we are spread out.
Mm-hmm.
We're spread out. And in fact, that's the whole of BC. I think we're 1.4 and 1.6% of the Lower Mainland. So when these things do come up, we need to really support them, and we need to stand up and show that we are here, that we are growing, and that we contribute. We contribute to the music scene that's here in the Lower Mainland. You know, I mean, people like Ndidi, I don't need to speak to her, but, you know, she's been around rocking this Lower Mainland vibe for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's been fun. It's been interesting watching it grow, And every time we think, you know, okay, maybe it's going to get, are we going to make it? Are we going to manage it? You know, Lincoln gets blessed, but I know this year's another struggle because, you know, it doesn't seem to be as vogue right now to be us.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure to build with him kind of one on one on the phone a couple of times, and you know, we definitely share some of the same ideas and outlooks and perspectives on, you know, what it's like to be, you know, black men and women in the West, in a place where we are not, like you said, the population. I think the last time I did the statistics, I think it was around 2022. It's like only 64,000. I mean, 64,000 in BC, which I thought was actually still pretty high, because I was like, 64,000, really? But, you know, as opposed to, you know, going when you go east, right? Mm-hmm. And how prevalent, you know, black culture, I'll say like universally, because there's so many different cultures within the black culture and the black nation, right?
Okay.
But it's just so prevalent there, right? When you look at Caravana, I mean, there is no way you're shutting that down. That's happening every year, right? And so to see what this can be and what it already has been and what it's growing to, right? We need our own parade, right? Like, we need a parade, right? Parade down Robson and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain other people get, right? We deserve that, right? And I'm supremely grateful for, you know, Lincoln and everybody that is on the team to help this, you know, get pushed, and making it all ages event, and having the youth come and just bring in the family, and having all these different genres of music. And it's just like showcasing, you know, just one aspect of black greatness.
And what I want to say to everyone out there, all the listeners, and what I will eternally always say is that if you are a consumer of music, period, mm-hmm. not just black music, but any music is black music, rock, pop, jazz. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
People consume black music without realizing, and they make money off of black music.
Straight up.
Tons of DJs, tons of dancers, tons of people. I mean, just black music is everywhere. So you should support Black Music Festival.
Straight up. Come
like,
on.
Once a year.
You know what I mean? Once a year. You know what I mean? Yo, you know what I mean? It's once a year, man. Come on, you. Yeah. Come on, man. Come
and
on.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't attend, we do love those donations. We rely on them. We're grassroots, right?
True,
so it's
indeed.
Like out of pocket kind of situation. We're all volunteering our time to make this happen. You
True
know what
indeed.
I mean? So yeah, we really appreciate those donations. We appreciate your support, and your bodies, your energy, the connection and community. Because, you know, we're all human. We're all originally from Africa. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So come feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One thing we mustn't forget, because I know we were talking about it before, is the opportunity to have people sign in and watch live.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get to buy a pass, so that's a great opportunity to contribute. So if you can't be there in your physical presence, you can actually be there by way of, you know, signing up and paying us. It's a nominal fee to have access to everything that's going on during the festival's 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But talking, yeah. Getting back to Caravana,
mm-hmm.
I have to share a photo with you guys at some point. My father was on the founding committee.
Mm.
Yeah, he was on the founding committee, and he got a certificate from the City of Toronto for his contribution.
Wow.
But I have this family and this picture, and they're all sitting. They're in suits and ties, because we're talking about black excellence back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people from the Caribbean, they were like, okay, this is what we want. How are we going to bring this up here? And originally, I mean, we have to accept the fact that, yes, we have music from all over the world, and we as a people, the Western world has to accept the fact that even though we are all black, that yes, we do, like you said, come with different cultures. And so therefore the music is so vibrant. We've got all sorts. And we've got the people...
Many genres, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From way down south, and then we've got the people in the islands and the people in the motherland, you know. And then, of course, we've got to remember, too, we created so many of those instruments as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We invented... invented and created the instruments that today, I mean, people aren't even realizing that classical music.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the literature of the people behind some of that classical music, when you read the description of what they're talking about, people are black. You cannot have dark
100%.
Skin, mm-hmm. dark curly hair, and look like you're hit by the sun, and that your lips are full, and that your nose is broad, and then be a white person.
And I mean, that's you know, and we could take it back to, like, even with Beethoven, right? And
talking about, that's exactly what I'm
talking. You know.
Yeah, who is black? Was it him or Mozart that's black, apparently?
Mozart.
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Beethoven was half, because, you know, that's we dealing with the time of the Moors and, you know, all of the mixing that was going on in Europe with the Moors, right? But, no, I'm with you, sister, on that, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think it's so important that, you know, that it's expressed. Because when you look at other, you know, ethnicities, right? You know, they have pride in what they do, right? And they really let it be known. You know what I mean? All over the world, they let it be known, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us to be able to stop being like crabs in a bucket, right? And come together.
But also, we're just continuously teethed. You know what I mean? People teeth from us all the time, right? You know what I mean?
So
we are unable to even hold our own
culture,
our own music, because we're constantly being... you know, they're taking from us and we're being held down and oppressed. It's kind of hard, you know, but it's time now. It's time.
It is.
Time to shine, you know?
It is. The first shall be last. The last shall be first. It's already written, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to, you know.
Your mathematics.
Well, that actually is out of the Bible. Yeah. And I'm not Christian or anything, but I study these things, right? I like to study, right? And so when you say, like, again, going back to, right, you know, Africa being, you know, the birthplace, right? And, you know, the thing about the black man and woman is that there is not a continent on the planet that we haven't already circumnavigated, and all civilization comes from us. So I think that really that itself is it's not even about, you know, it's not even about necessarily, though it is our story, you know, to a certain degree, slavery. It's not about that. It's about. Let's that's a slither in time compared to what has been. Like I said, there is nothing on this planet exists if it didn't come from us. You know what I'm saying? And right. that's actual factual. That ain't no, like, oh, you guys gotta quiet down with all that blackness. Too dark over there. No, I'm telling you, like, that's just the facts, right? Mm. That's facts. If you actually study, right, and you look at, you know, great anthropologists and you know, scholars like Ivan Van Sertima, you know, Shea Ante Diop, you know, Dr. Henry Clark, all of these people who, like, really paved the way, especially in a time of anthropological racism, right? Mm. Where everything was...
Eugenics and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, eugenics! Don't even get me started, sister. You know? But so, yeah, like, this is, you know, all of that stuff, right? All of that stuff, the negative that might have happened, this is like us taking that and projecting the positive out of it. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to come to the Black Music Month Festival and see.
Yes, you do.
And bear witness to the like I said, the black greatness, right? Mm-hmm. You have to come and bear witness to it, right? Mm-hmm. And see the rock, the jazz, the country. Yeah, country too. And that's why they upset, because Beyonce's killing the game, right? But it's the truth, right? We're talking about blues. Where do you think this come from?
Right?
Yeah. Talking about country, we have got on Sunday at 11, we have a fabulous opportunity for all those. I don't know if we're going to learn the fan dance, but we have a black Canadian. She teaches line dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be our guest on Sunday morning at 11. So come and get your workout. Come and bring your fans. I don't know what she's going to do, but I met her at a country bar because I wanted to learn some line dancing. Because, again, if you go down to the States and you go down to any black hosted party, when they get up there and they're doing all the choreographed line dances, stepping and what have you,